Hey, what's up? How's everybody doing tonight? Appreciate you tuning in. I know it's been a minute. Been a little bit. Had a lot going on personally and with work and all that kind of thing, but we're getting back on track here. Definitely appreciate all the love as always. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight for another episode of Reflections. On a little later than I wanted to be, but like I said, unfortunately life kind of happens. But regardless, here we are, and of course it'll be up on the page. So if you're here live, drop a comment, say hello, let us know you're here. If you watch it in the future, by all means, you can shoot us a message, comment on the post. We'll definitely be there to interact with you a little bit here and conversate as much as we can. So with that being said, again, really appreciate you guys tuning in. Got some big things in the works. Working on different things as far as other programming is concerned and other avenues of delivery. So we've got that going for us. Have had quite a bit going on as far as trying to link up and, kind of do the things that we need to do. So definitely trying to make things happen there. So really appreciate you guys. Shabik, appreciate you stopping in and saying what's up. Black Silhouette, definitely appreciate it. Appreciate all the love. And for you, those of you guys that don't know, and Black Silhouette, drop your link for your stream that you started recently. Definitely appreciate all the love and all the friends coming in and showing support. Definitely appreciate that. He's a musician, a gamer, just all around good guy, man. And yeah, started up a new stream here recently, so I want to encourage you guys to tune into that. He's also got a Facebook group under the same name, Black Silhouette Music. So check that out. Check him out. Show some love. Show some support. It's one of the big things that we do here on Reflections. What I try to do is show a lot of support to as many people as I can. It's one thing for people to say that they support you. It's another thing for them to actually do so. And we try to do that. Whether you're a content creator, a musician, an author, a business owner, entrepreneur, running a nonprofit, if we can lend some support, we can get behind what you're doing. If you're doing something positive, we definitely want to do that. And it's definitely appreciated for sure. And so thank you all very much for tuning in again. Drop a note, say hey, let us know what's up, like, share, subscribe. Definitely want to encourage you to hit that share button. We're still trying to rebuild from everything that we lost, but we're making really good progress, and it's definitely appreciated. Got some things in the work as far as some upcoming guests and business owners that add some pretty exciting products out there. So definitely, again, appreciate you guys tuning in. We're trying to make this big, trying to do some things with it. Again, like I've said before, when I first started this podcast journey, I don't know how many months ago and over a year ago now at this point, always said that I'm never gonna like have a specific time frame, right? Like, it's not gonna be a 30-minute episode, an hour long episode. It's gonna be what it is, you know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to make happen, and trying to make some big things here. If it's 15 minutes, it's 15 minutes, right? If it's an hour, it's an hour. If it's 20 minutes, it's 20 minutes. If the topic, hits hard, it hits hard. If it's difficult, it's difficult. If it's controversial, it's controversial. You know what I mean? So, but, definitely liking, definitely appreciating everything and all the support that's been there. So here we are. Topic today, if you saw the post earlier or caught the beginning of the podcast, at this point, there's room at the table, right? There's room at the table for you. Well, Dr. Harvey, what you talking about? So let me kind of break that down a little bit, and I'm sure, y'all probably understand. I don't want to insult everybody's intelligence by any stretch of the imagination, but we oftentimes as people, right, we get these ideas, we get these desires, these thoughts, these business ideas, but or content creators, right? They got all this stuff and they have it in a draft, or they hesitate to do lives, they hesitate to do the streaming, they hesitate to do, I have a friend of mine, another friend of mine that, he and I would game. I met him. I can't remember if it was. I really think it was Destiny 2 when I met him. Samurai, shout out to you if you're watching or if you check this out later. But met him playing Destiny on the Xbox, right? And we would laugh and we would joke around and we would clown. And it was a real good time. And, Shimmy, man, when I first got into Destiny, man, he and I'd hit that hard. And, he was another one that we would talk about streaming and do different things. And, but this other individual in particular, he really hesitated. He wanted to do it, wanted to do it. And he's like, man, I know I could have a successful stream. I know I could do this. I know I could do that. And, we would talk about it. And for a long time, he hesitated. And then he finally was able to jump into it. And when he jumped into it, he got to the place where he was not only successful, but really engaging with the audience that he had, really engaging with those individuals that would stop in, they'd watch the stream. Sometimes, they'd troll a little bit, but for the most part, everyone was very receptive to what he did. And I think that's important. Like when he finally did that, right? Like one thing that I say, I've said, I'll continue to say, is that we have to come to a place where we're willing to go out on a limb, right? Willing to get out on that limb, because I mean that's where the fruit is, right? Fruit's not going to be right up against the trunk of the tree, right? The main portion of the tree, it's generally out on the limb. So you got to get out there on that limb, right? You got to take a little bit of risk sometimes. You got to get outside the comfort zone. Because if you stay in your comfort zone, oftentimes it's going to be the same thing as that old adage, right? If you continue to do the same things, you're going to get the same thing you've always gotten, right? That type of thing. That definition of sanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results each time. But so he started doing that and he was successful with it, right? Other individuals that I know, they take risks. Like some people have left full-time jobs that they had that, have been something that they were quite successful at, had solid incomes coming in, and they decided to chase their dream. They decided to chase their passion. And, in doing so, they were able to really step outside of themselves, right? And make some things happen. They took a risk. They rolled the dice, see what happens. And it worked out very positively for them. Other people, nah, sometimes you slip, you fall flat on your face, right? But a lot of times we hesitate with these ideas. I know I was chasing a little bit of a rabbit there. I'm back, don't worry. A lot of times we chase these ideas or whatever. We hesitate with these ideas because we are struggling to find our place at the table, right? Like, oh man, everybody's doing it. People are already doing what I want to do. People are already, there's all kinds of streamers out there. Really, how many do you watch? Do you watch them all? No. Right? Does every streamer have everyone in their audience? No, not at all. You walk down the bread aisle. How many different brands of bread are there? How many different brands of white bread, of honey wheat, of Italian, of wheat, whole wheat, of, how many different brands of hot dog buns and hot dog roll, and hamburger buns? And, I really want to. I know it sounds kind of silly to think about it like that, but do you really think, oh, well, no, they're making bread, so I can't make bread. Oh, they're making t-shirts, so I can't make t-shirts. Oh, they have a financial literacy firm, so I can't do that. They have like, are we kidding right now? Like, is this real life? Like, you want to stop what you want to do because somebody else is doing it? Listen, just because somebody else is doing it doesn't mean there's not room for you at the table. There's plenty of room for you at the table. I was just in the grocery store earlier today and, had some dental work done or whatever yesterday. And so I'm walking down the aisle trying to get some ice cream, right? And there's this brand of ice cream and that brand of ice cream and all got pretty much the same flavors, right? You've got your Bluebell, Blue Bunny, you know, whatever the case may be. You've got, for those of you in the Western New York area, there's Friendly's, you know, and I'm sure it's in other areas too, but you've got that, you got Ben and Jerry's, you've got Haagen-Dazs, you got, and they all got a vanilla. They all got a chocolate, right? They didn't, like, you know what, hey, they're already making vanilla, so let me stop. Or let's talk about fast food chains, right? You know, well, they're already selling a cheeseburger, so we can't sell a cheeseburger. I mean, when you say it out loud, it sounds foolish, but that's what we tell ourselves, and we hesitate. Oh, man, they're already doing it. I can't do it like them. Good. Good. Don't do it like them. Do it like you. Do it like you. Somebody gonna catch your vibe, man. Somebody gonna jump on board with what you're doing. Oh, well, I don't know. My family's not really behind me. Oh, too bad. My, you know, family ain't always the ones that propel you into your purpose. They're not. They're just not sometimes, because they don't catch your vision. They don't catch what you're doing. They don't understand your dream. And it's not for them to understand, man. It wasn't a conference call. When that thing dropped in your mind, when that thing dropped in your heart, it wasn't a conference call, man. That was directly to you. And see, we hesitate so much because, oh, well, this person is doing it. Go do it different. Do it better. Go ahead. Do it better. Capitalize. Well, I don't know. Everybody's doing it. Well, let's rewind a little bit to the everybody's doing it, right? So if y'all, I'm sure y'all on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, YouTube. I mean, I hope so, because that's, you know, where we you know, broadcasting this. So clearly some of y'all are on here. But with that being said, you know, if you look at a lot of these. Content creators, right? I won't necessarily say streamers. Not all of them stream. But if you look at these content creators, and, you know, especially those that are like cosplayers, real big into anime, that type of thing, if you look at their backgrounds oftentimes, the backgrounds are unbelievably similar, right? They've got like the fake grass wall with the Christmas lights around it, or they got the manga wall and, you know, with the lights around it. That it all looks the same, right? And everybody jumps on the same type of trend. Now, if it's trending, that means multiple people are doing said thing or using said sound, etc., right? And they don't stop doing it because, oh, well, somebody else is doing it. No, they hop on it because so many other people are doing it. So they hop on that trend. They ride that wave. And then when the next one comes, they hop on that too. Do you think they stop and they hesitate? And they're like, oh, man, well, everybody's doing this. I don't know if I could do it as good as them. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't podcast the best. I don't preach the best. I sure can't sing. I don't even try to sing, man, even though I love it. I don't. I play an instrument instead. But, you know, my podcast isn't the best out there. It's not the most technologically advanced. It's not flashy. It's not, but I do what I do. Why? Because it's in me, because I love it. You know, I'm here to tell you today, there's room for you at the table. And no, you don't have to sit at the kiddie table. There is room enough for you at the table. There's an opportunity for you. You know what? Like I said, just do it, man. Post the content, do the stream. Oh, well, nobody's going to show up, man. When I started the podcast, you know how many people listened to it at first? Don't worry, I'll wait. Exactly. When I started the podcast, I didn't have a lot of people hop on it. I didn't have a lot of people, you know, get behind it. I didn't have a lot of people show what's up and what's going on and that kind of thing. You know, I mean, I just didn't. And it sucked, because I really thought, like, all these people that were in my corner that were talking about, you know, being there, you know, talking about being there for me, talking about having my back, talking about supporting me, talking about, you know, man, it's a struggle even now after I've proven I can make an impact with this thing. It's a struggle now to even get everyone to jump behind it that knows me, like friends, family, that kind of thing, you know, and it is what it is. Don't misunderstand me. I want the love. I want the support. I want them to show that support and share and like and help promote me and that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, I don't need them to. I don't. Because somebody gonna catch the vibe, man. Somebody gonna hop on it. Somebody gonna jump on board. A lot of you guys have got content just saved in drafts, man. Post the content. Release the content. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You going to enjoy yourself? Hmm? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Oh, you ain't going to get a bunch of likes. You ain't going to get a bunch of shares. Listen, you know, while that's necessary sometimes to grow and it feels like it's needed in this social media era, man, I do this because I enjoy it. I do this because it's in me. I do this because somebody's going to catch it. I do this for the emails that I get about, man, that really hit the spot. I appreciate it. I needed to hear that. I do this because sometimes your biggest supporter is a stranger. Sometimes your biggest supporter is somebody you've never met. Man, my friend that started finally started the stream that I was talking about, man, he blew up. He blew up quick, you know? And it's difficult sometimes for myself because it's like, man, I want to run this Discord and I want to run the pages and post the content and do the podcast and the videos and sometimes it's really difficult. It's not that easy to do. It's not that easy to step into because there's so much that goes on. Like, honestly, even during the stream, having somebody else kind of run some of the media aspects in the background will be helpful. But you know what? I ain't got that. So, do I stop? Nah, man. I get out there on a limb and I do it. I post the content. I do the live streams. I you know, publish the episodes. You know, well, what if you sound like a clown? Then I sound like a clown that day. What if it's an issue that really is really sensitive? Well, then it's sensitive. You know, what if it offends people? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I don't ever aim to offend people intentionally, right? That's not my aim, is to intentionally offend people. You know, I'm definitely not going to come on here and be okay with some racist foolishness. I'm not going to be okay with some civil obstructions. I'm not going to be okay with some of the things that happen in our community. And I'm going to speak out against them. I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to address them. I'm going to provide some kind of suggestion. Like you've heard us talk on House Call, and Steve and Dax and Danny and Ezra, and when we were all together and we were all talking about different things, man, we would tell you, like, yo, we ain't necessarily got all the answers, but we definitely trying to figure some things out. And then sometimes if you can just take a step back and listen to other people and hear from their perspectives, then we can kind of begin to come together and gel, right? But if we don't initiate that, it's never going to happen. So, you know, here we are coming through, posting the content, doing what we're trying to do, trying to make big things happen, trying to make an impact. And you know what? Sometimes your biggest supporter is someone you've never even met, right? They just hop on the stream, you hit something with them, they felt your vibe, they link with you, and they do what they can to help you grow, man. They on every stream, they're commenting, they're sharing, they're liking, they're inviting people to take a look at your content and follow your pages and all that kind of thing. And it's amazing when that happens. And it can also be a little frustrating too, because sometimes you think those supporters, those people that should be buying your brand of bread, right? Because, you know, they love you, they support you, they trying to see you grow, they want to see you accomplish your dreams. They're your biggest hater. They're your biggest obstacle. And sometimes they don't even mean it. They just kind of assume that, you know, oh, well, yeah, I support you. Well, listen, I'm gonna need you to actually put some action to those words. You know, like, well, how's your business doing? I don't know. How is it doing? Why don't you know if you're so supportive of me? Why do you not know some of the things that I'm doing? Man, one thing we try to do here at Reflections, and one thing I try to do personally, is I really try to promote and showcase different people and products and what they're doing and share their information. And you know what? I might not talk to them every day. I might not talk to them, you know, except once every couple months. But what their business is doing, what their product is doing, if I can help. I've designed logos for people. I've done marketing work for people. I've done, you know, all these different things and promotion and networking and kind of putting people in touch with other people and helping to spread their and promote their product or their program or their company or whatever it is that they're doing, whether or not it's reciprocated. Why? Because I understand what it's like sometimes to feel like, man, it just ain't working, it just ain't pushing. Or on the flip side of that, I also understand that sometimes I can get into spaces that you can't, and you can get into spaces that I can't. And so because of that, I try to provide an opportunity for you in some fashion, you know, and I try to do that with these different business owners and podcasters and streamers and content creators. And man, some of them may not ever pay any attention to me, pay me no mind. And you know what? That's okay. That's all right. You know, my audience is my audience. Their audience is their audience. But you got to step out, man. You got to pull a seat up and sit down at the table. Well, it doesn't look like there's room. Man, listen, when I showed up to a barbecue, I ain't ever worried about where I'm going to sit, where I'm going to. Nah, I get me a plate. I'm going to eat. I don't care how many other people already got a plate. I don't care how many people are already at the table. Man, if I got to stand there for a minute, I stand there for a minute. But eventually, I'm going to be able to sit down. But I got my plate. You got to stop hesitating. You got to go ahead and get your plate. You got to go ahead and serve yourself. You got to go ahead and, you know, you got to stop hesitating, man. Listen, do it better. Do it different. Somebody's going to, like, we talk about this in church, right? Like, okay, so those of you that just started following the podcast and listening to the podcast might not know this. Those of you that have been around a little bit or know me for a little bit, you understand that that this is the way it is. And exactly, Shamik, you got to put it out there to find them. You do. People, you know, it's like that, you know, I joke around that I'm going to be single forever. Why? Because I just work and come home, right? Like, I'm expecting somebody to break into my home and be like, I want to date you. Like, nah, I gotta put myself out there in order to find whoever's gonna catch that vibe, right? Same thing's true with your business ideas. Same thing's true with your content. Like, you gotta put it out there. And at the end of the day, you're not doing it for them, man. You're doing it for you. You're doing it because it's your heart, your idea, your thought, your whatever. You want to make things happen, and it's okay to do your thing on the side. Like, if you're trying to monetize it, right? If you're trying to go into business for yourself, if you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to launch this product, launch this business, it's okay to do that on the side until it becomes big enough to be the main dish. Like, you can start with a side dish sometimes, right? Right? Now, you know, it's one of those things where, again, like I said, you gotta get your plate. You gotta sit down at the table. There's room at the table. Man, there's already 30 different bread companies. Okay, so be 31. Be 31. Offer something different. Catch somebody else's attention. What? Why not? Do it better. You know, but like I was saying, so those of you that just followed me, started following the podcast and listening to the podcast, know that I'm a preacher. And yeah, obviously the Bible scripture is very, very near and dear to my heart, and it's how I try to operate. By no means am I perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, with churches, right? We talk about how, you know, oh well, God's gonna send people to different churches. Not everybody goes to the same church because not everybody needs the same thing. Not everybody has the same personality. Not everybody clicks with the pastor's style of preaching, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so they go to different churches. But honestly, even amongst the church is terrible as far as like copycats, man. They see a big church doing something and, you know, a bunch of other preachers try to do the same thing because, ooh, I want a big church. Well, you know what? You might not be here for a big church. That might not be what your brand is. That might not be the quote-unquote product that you're offering, right? You know, like, just because you got that product, just because you want to make that thing happen, right? Release the content. Do it. Put your hand to the plow. Make it happen. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Take that risk. Take that chance. Also understand, you know what? It might not be your purpose to have 30,000 followers on your stream or whatever. It might not. But you might be there for that one person that, you know, life just is not working for them, or they're struggling at work and they come home after a long day and, man, they can sit down and they can take a look at your content. They can watch your stream and just kind of relax and breathe. Or maybe you got a product that, you know, was birthed out of your own circumstance and own situation. Like, we have coming up. We have a young lady that we're, you know, going to have as a guest on the podcast and, you know, invite her on that, you know, created a product to help with hair growth because of a personal situation that she went through and was trying to figure out for herself. And when she figured out, man, this works for me, I want to help other people. And, you know, so excited about that, definitely. But sometimes that's what it's birthed from. Sometimes it's for me, it's those emails that come across every once in a while. No, they don't happen all the time. I don't get emails all the time from people, but sometimes I hit that nerve with something I said or did or posted or whatever the case may be, and it touches somebody, and so they it touched them enough that they reach out. And those are the reasons I suggest to do things. But number one, do it for you. Do it because you want to. At the end of the day, you know what? Like I said, somebody's gonna catch it, man. There's room at the table. When I've walked into a cafeteria, right? Like especially like when I was in high school, or even as an adult, in the mess hall in the military, or at work and in the break room, or whatever. When I sit down, sometimes I don't always talk to the people that are right next to me all the time. Sometimes it takes a little bit, right? But I still have a seat at that table. And then as I sit at the table and as I become consistent, then I begin having conversations. And you can sometimes your consistency will get you places, and just going out on that limb, right? If you want to get the fruit, you got to get out on the limb, or you got to climb up to the limb. Either way, you got to get to the limb. And so if you get to that place, right, and you take that risk, and now all of a sudden it opens all kinds of opportunity for you. And don't, let me say this, when you go due to whatever it is that you're doing, right, whether it's a business, whether it's writing a book, or it's music, or it's streaming, or it's being a content creator, or whatever the case may be, don't have an expectation for specific people to support you, because you'll be disappointed. You just oftentimes you will. Maybe not always, but oftentimes you'll be disappointed if you have a specific expectation for specific people to support you. It's funny, oftentimes it's your own people to be like, oh, let me get that discount, let me get that hookup, let me get that. Man, listen, if you really support me, why are you asking for a hookup? Why are you asking to take away from me? You see what I'm saying? And it's not an intentional like thing. Like the mentality is, oh, I'm still supporting you, I'm still doing this, I'm still doing that. But you know what? Sometimes, more times than not, it's gonna be people you don't know that are really supporting you, that are really promoting you, that are sharing your stuff, that are liking your stuff, that are inviting people to follow you and purchase your products and get involved in your program and your streams and that kind of thing. It's oftentimes people that you don't personally know that end up getting behind you. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, right? Some negative and some neutral, and there might even be some positive. Like, I don't know. I don't know everything. I like to act like I do sometimes. I don't know. It's kind of fun. But I definitely don't. But it's one of those things where, and sometimes people don't want to get behind you or support you because they feel some kind of way that you stepped out into your dream and they're still hesitating to step into theirs. Or you stepped out to try something new, or you stepped out to release that product. You put yourself out there and they, for whatever reason, they haven't. Good, bad, or indifferent. And it's not even directed at you. It's a frustration with themselves. I posted up not too long ago that, there's a lot of projects that I have going on. A lot of people, like, oh, well, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done that? Because it's fun. It is fun, man. It is fun to act like that. Sometimes it's interesting to see how the conversation shifts and the room shifts. And listen, sometimes confidence is all you need. I'm going to tell y'all a story. I'm going to chase a rabbit real quick. I'm going to tell y'all a story. Sometimes confidence can make all the difference in the world. I was bill collector for a number of years, right? Number of years bill collector. I mean, I still got it in me. But I used to be a trainer for a collection agency. And I remember telling my class one time, listen, like you gotta know that you know that you know. Like you gotta say it with confidence, especially because you're about to tell people that they need to pay you, right? They need to give you their debit card information, they need to give you your checking information, et cetera, et cetera, over the phone. They don't know you, random phone call. And so a lot of times it just has to do with the level of confidence and really commitment to what it is you're saying. How sincere that sounds. So I'm doing this training class, and we come out and doing this training class, And I'm telling people that, you know, hey, you got to say things with confidence. Like, hey, you know what? The sky's green. Like, it is what it is. It's green. Nah, it's blue. No, it's green. Go look. It's green. Like, you just have that much confidence. And so I was telling them that there was a 2-foot by 2-foot patch of pink grass in front of the building. And, you know, if they didn't believe me when they were on break or lunch, go out front and go look for it. I promise you it's there. This, that, and the other. And, like, and there was an older lady that was in the training class that particular time, and she came back after lunch, and she's like, man, I couldn't find it. And I said, what are you talking about? She's like, I couldn't find it. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I wasted my whole lunch. I was like, yo, what are you talking about? And she's like, the grass, the pink grass, I couldn't find the grass. Like, I had this woman so convinced that there was a patch of pink grass out there that she really went out there to look for it. And, you know, sometimes it's all in that delivery, right? That level of confidence. I mean, I laugh and joke about it and, you know, started delivering it a little different in the class. So, you know, people wouldn't waste their lunch or whatever. But I thought that was really interesting, you know, that somebody was that intrigued and by it because of the delivery that they actually went to look for. And, you know, oftentimes, when I do the streaming, when I do the podcasting, right? I'm by no stretch of the imagination an expert, right? Other people, they got much better intros and outros and videos and promos and backgrounds and all kinds of stuff, right? I'm just me. This is me. What you see is what you get. And as I learn to do things and as I get access to different things, yeah, sure, I'll get a little flashy. I'll get a little more exciting with it. But at the end of the day, man, this is me. And so I operate to the level that I know, right? But the level that I know, as far as I'm concerned, when I step in this realm, I'm the subject matter expert. That's how I feel. You know, does that mean that I don't have room to grow? No, I just said I have room to grow. But when I'm in this role, right? When I start getting in this groove and feeling what I'm feeling. When I first started this, let me tell you something. It was so difficult because at first, when I first started the podcast, when I first started Reflections, I didn't use video. It was all audio, and I would record it and then I would post it. Right? It wasn't even done live. It was a recording, and then it was published after the fact. And what is so difficult about that is you're interacting with yourself. You don't have any real-time feedback. You don't have any interaction with your audience real-time. There's no question, answer, comments, nothing to that effect. It's just you and a microphone. And I remember it was Shamik. I remember talking to Shamik. He was like, man, that's going to be one of your biggest adjustments. And it was so weird, man, because you're in the room by yourself and it's just you and a microphone and you're having a conversation, but it's not really a conversation because it's just you talking to the wall. But you have to, you know, create this feeling that there's multiple people in the room. And, you know, even on video, it's difficult because sometimes I don't get the interaction. I don't get the comments from people. And now that it's video and it's live and, you know, you expect that, you feed off of that. But if it's not there, what do? You keep going. You keep doing. Well, nobody watched the stream today. Okay, so nobody watched the stream today, but you still did it. Good job for you. Oh, man, nobody really interacted. Okay, that's too bad. You know, they didn't interact, but they were there. Oh, man, only 10 people checked it out. Oh, man, only one person checked it out. Okay, so one person checked it out. That's one more than you. That means you reached somebody. That means that there was positive progression, right? And, you know, just do what you love, man. Do it for you. Somebody's going to catch it. There's room at the table, man. You just got to pull the seat out and sit down. Stop waiting for somebody to invite you over, man. Like, I remember walking around with a lunch tray, right? You looking around, see where you can sit, you know, try to see, yo, somebody call me, or do I go sit by myself? Listen, sometimes you do got to eat alone. Sometimes you do. And then sometimes when you finally sit down at the table, that's when you meet some of the most amazing people, right? That's when people that start feeling your content start messaging you and start interacting with you and start sharing your stuff. Listen, if nobody ever shares my stuff, I'm still going to do what I do. Why? Because it's in me. Because I enjoy it. Because it's fulfilling for me. You know, Black Silhouette, he's doing these music streams, right? It's almost like a little concert. And, you know, I think it's awesome. I think the concept is really cool. I think it's it's great. You know, a lot of times I'll pop in different streams and listen to different people, and I might not be able to interact because of what I have going on in the moment, but I still love to show that support. I still enjoy their content. I still enjoy what they're doing. And, you know, I don't know, big ups to you, Black Silhouette, because I personally, I don't know if I could do the whole concert. Well, first of all, I can't sing. You know, that's awesome. I think that's great. And, you know, doing it because you love it, doing it because you want to do it because, you know, you're wanting to grow. Like I said, there's projects and things that I'm working on, and that, you know, for most people, maybe they would have released them right away. But you know what? I'm not most people. I got other things going on, other things that take priority. So it is what it is. It's a little bit of a speed bump. I got to, you know, it's a school zone, so to speak. I got to go, you know, got to slow down, right? I got to watch for kids, you know, that kind of thing. And so I can't just bulldoze through a lot of these projects that I want to do because my life's not set up like that. And you know, the other thing too, some of this you know, some of these other projects and different things that I want to do, in doing so, you know, could, for lack of better words, hurt some feelings. Why? Because it's the same thing that other people I know are doing. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to stifle my growth. You have your people, and the people that benefit from your product or your ministry, your church, your music, your streams, your this, your that, and that's awesome. But there's people that aren't engaged with you. There's people that aren't interacting with you, that aren't getting anything from you, and that's at no fault of your own. They're just not. They just don't link with you. They don't click with you. They didn't catch your particular vibe, but they might catch mine. You know, so even with myself, I have to realize there's certain things in certain areas in my life where I gotta pull the chair out and sit down at the table. I'm still hesitating in some areas. And we gotta stop. We gotta realize there's room for you at the table. There's room for me at the table. You wanna be a content creator? Then create content and post it. You wanna be a musician? Do what you need to do to be a musician. You wanna write that book? Sit down and start writing. You wanna start that church? Go plant that church. You wanna start that business? Go start that business. You want to launch the product? Launch the product. You know what? Somebody's going to catch it. There's 30 loaves, 30 different brands of bread sitting on that shelf. Be number 31. There's 10 different brands of ice cream. Be number 11. You know, oh, well, there's hundreds and hundreds of streamers. Well, be hundreds and hundreds of one streamer. You know, do what you do to make you happy. And you know what? People are going to, the right people are going to click with you. The right people are going to link up with you. The right people are going to catch your vibe, man. But stop hesitating. Stop standing there letting everybody eat and letting everybody else sit at the table thinking you ain't got a place. Man, you got a place at the table. There's room at the table for you. You ever been to a potluck, right? You have potlucks? You guys have potlucks in church, work, you know, that kind of thing, potluck, right? And everybody bring a dish, and, you know, you might have three different pans of macaroni and cheese, right? Because people didn't link, people didn't, you know, talk and plan accordingly. So you got three different pans of macaroni and cheese. And, you know, one pan of that macaroni and cheese is going to be absolute fire. Absolute fire. And so everybody hitting that one. But you know what? The other one's got some taken out of it too. Why? Because it just, somebody else liked the taste of that. Somebody's going to like the taste of what you serve. Somebody's going to enjoy it. Not everybody liked McDonald's, but they still got over 1 billion served. Not everybody like Wendy's, but man, a lot of people talk about that 4 for $4. Not everybody, you follow, you see what I'm saying? So you've got to be willing to take the risk, drop the content, go out on a limb, pull up a chair, and sit down, because there's room for you at the table. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how other people feel, what other people are saying. Listen, when people talk to me about the different things that I want to do and they give me their opinions, you know, the ones that give me opinions that have established relationships with me, right, and that I've afforded the opportunity to and allow them to speak into my life, you know, I hear it. Whether I agree with it or not, I hear it and I process it. Because they've established themselves in my life. They've earned that privilege. It's a privilege for somebody to speak into your life. You know, don't let people think otherwise. It's a privilege to speak into your life. And if you don't have, number one, if you don't have a relationship with me in any way, shape, or form, then your opinion may or may not even be acknowledged, first of all. And secondly, if you have a relationship with me, but you're only ever interested when it benefits you or when you feel you can poke the bear, again, it may or may not be acknowledged. You know, so people give me their opinions and, oh, you shouldn't do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do that. You know, stop talking like this, stop talking about that. What about this? You can't do that. You know, oh, you know people that pastor in the same town, so you couldn't pastor there. That would just be unethical. No, it's not unethical. First of all, let's stop that foolishness. Absolutely. So you telling me if God speaks something into my heart to do, I can't do it because other people I know are related to are in the same town or city that I'm in or doing the same thing I'm in. So I got to tell God no because you are more important. Come on, that logic don't even make no sense. It don't even make no sense. You know, when people give me these opinions, right? And I look through the computer. Right. I look through my files. I look through my bookshelf. I even go through my wardrobe and I really can't find where I asked for those opinions. So I don't worry about those opinions. You know, oh, well, Dr. Harvey, that could be good advice. Maybe. And if they had a relationship with me, it might be good advice. But good or bad, I'm not going to let it stop me from doing what I'm doing. That advice might help me shape some different things, might help me make some adjustments, but it's not going to cause me to stop doing what I'm doing. Oh, well, what if you do if week after week you only have the same five people? Then, man, me and the same five people going to show up week to week and we're going to have a podcast. Like, I don't know how much more clear I can make it, man. I've got a seat at the table and so do you. You have a seat at the table. I don't care what it is. Do it. Take a chance. Take that risk. Launch that business. Launch that product. Start that nonprofit. Release that album. Post that content. Start that stream. Do it for you. For you. Because you have a seat at the table. Hey, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Like I said, I know it's been a while. I apologize. And I know it's late tonight. Definitely going to get back in the swing here for weekly episodes of Reflections. Try to be consistent with the time, but at the very least, be consistent with the day. And so definitely appreciate that. Again, you guys like, share, follow. Really appreciate it. Follow the Facebook page. You can also listen to the podcast on any one of your favorite listening platforms. You've got Amazon, Spotify, iHeart, Google, Apple, Anchor, all these different platforms to listen to the podcast on. Really want to thank you guys for your support. If you have a streamer, a content creator, an author, a musician, entrepreneur, nonprofit, product that you want to see featured or help, promote, and you want us to post it and promote it on the Facebook page and on the podcast, by all means, send us the information, let us take a look at it. And more times than not, we do what we can to help support and promote other people. So definitely appreciate it. And check us out, www.drgaryharveyjr.com. Check us out on the webpage, again, the Facebook page, YouTube, Twitch. Go ahead and like, share, follow. Really appreciate all the love. And, until next time, you guys, you pray for me and I'll pray for you. We'll catch you next time on Reflections.